Shakespeare's monkeys wrote Shakespeare's plays with 100 typewriters that Einstein gave away. Einstein's fiddle was played by the cat who danced with the spoon wearing Schrodinger's hat. It was Nikola Tesla's electric fizz. Now it's lost in the legends of what might have been. With all the time and all the time and all the time in the world. With all the time and the all the time and the all the time in the world. Jesus' favorite banjo he got from his granddad, who got it from Akhenaten, who found it in a pyramid. Akhenaten's court philosopher drained Nefertiti's cats. That's what he thought. Those cats had other plans. They had all the time, all the time in the, all the time in the world. All the time in the world. Nefertiti's cats never gave her any trouble, and they always had a lot of advice. Nefertiti's cats never got so relaxed that they ever told the same story twice. They had all the time, all the time in the, all the time in the world. Shakespeare's monkeys were really chimpanzees. He set them up all around town with typewriters at their knees. All these monkey shadows, all fingers and thumbs, 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 thumbs. After 4 million years, after 40,000 years, after they're still speaking in tongues. Yabba dabba doo.